It seems that every time we stop to take a breath, some new technology, application, hardware, or software is trying to get our attention. And almost every one of them, we're told, is going to completely change how we live our lives, how we do business, and how we interact with our friends. But sometimes I think we just need to take a step back and go for a stroll down memory, some call it amnesia, lane. So, can you guess which media form we use most often in our cars? Streaming audio, satellite radio, MP3, an old-fashioned CD player? Nope, none of the above. The media device most people use in their cars most of the time is the old-fashioned AM/FM radio. Newly published research shows that when people are driving, more than 50% of their listening time is spent with AM/FM radio. CDs, MP3s, satellite radio, and online radio each account for only between 10 and 15% of our listening time. And why might that be? Well, how much local news do you get from satellite radio? The answer, none. What about local traffic reports? You're not going to find that on streaming audio. Local weather? School closings? Festivals at the local park this weekend? Probably not on your MP3 or CD player. Oh, and by the way, AM/FM radio is free. Each station on the dial is completely free. Every program, every song, every announcement is free. And even better, if you want to put an announcement on the radio, you can probably do that for free as well. To be sure, technology is making all kinds of changes in our lives. But somehow, the old ways are still the best. I'm Larry Burris.